What happened in this story? The chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders, the important people, came and arrested Jesus. They tied his hands behind his back and marched him off to their palace. And there they made fun of him and they hit him with sticks. And Peter followed behind and he saw and heard while they were doing this to Jesus. And this did not make any sense to Peter. Peter was sure that Jesus had come to be the King of the Jews, to be a king in this world. He didn't know that Jesus is God. He thought he was a king. And he had seen Jesus calm the storm and bring people back to life who had died and do so many wonderful things. But Jesus wasn't doing anything to protect himself from these horrible people. And so this didn't make any sense to Peter. Why was this happening? And then Peter must have thought, well, if they will do that to Jesus, if they will beat him up like that, will they do that to me too? And so when a girl came along and said, this man also, pointing to Peter, was one of them, meaning one of Jesus' disciples, he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then a man came along and said, you were one of his disciples. You are one of his disciples. And again, Peter said, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not one of his disciples. And then an hour later, when they were sitting around the fire talking, another man said, surely you are one of his disciples because you are a Galilean like Jesus, and I can tell by your accent. And again, Peter said, I don't know this man. And what happened while he was saying those words? The rooster crowed. The rooster crowed, and Jesus turned and looked at Peter. And then Peter remembered that Jesus had said, before the rooster crows, you will deny that you know me. You will say you don't know me three times. When Peter thought about that, he went out and wept bitterly. He was so sad and so ashamed of himself. He thought of Jesus as his best friend, and he had just said he didn't know him three times. So that was a very sad time for Peter. But notice how the story begins. The story begins by Jesus saying to Simon, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired all of you to sift you as wheat. He's saying the evil spirits want to get their clutches on you and sift you as wheat. But, Simon, I have prayed for you so that your faith may not fail. And when you are converted, which means when you have turned back to me, strengthen your brothers. I have an important job for you to do. Strengthen your brothers. So now this shows us that the Lord knows all things that are going to happen. He knew that all the disciples were going to be offended and most of them were going to run away when he was arrested. He knew that Simon was going to deny him three times, but still he called them as his disciples. And he also knew that Simon would turn back to him and would be able to strengthen his brothers. The Lord knew that Satan desires to sift us as wheat. And what does that mean? In ancient times, when they harvested wheat, they would cut the plants down, and the wheat would be on the ground with its husks still wrapping around the wheat seeds, the good wheat seeds, because that's where they grow. And the husks are called the chaff. And so they would take sticks and flails, and they would beat the wheat, and it would knock the chaff, the husks, off. Then they would take shovels and throw the wheat up in the air, and some of their friends would hold big fans and blow it as it fell down again, and the light chaff, the husks, would blow away because they're like feathers, and the wheat seeds, which are heavy, would fall to the ground, and after a while, they would have pretty pure wheat. Now, what does it mean that Satan wants to sift us as wheat? Well, in the spiritual sense, the wheat represents a good life, someone who follows the Lord's commandments and strengthens his brothers, does things to help other people. And a wonderful thing about that is when we are helping other people, it also helps us. Love from the Lord comes into us, and it's very satisfying, like we're being fed. And so that's like having good wheat to eat. But Satan doesn't want us to have good wheat. He wants us to starve. He wants us to throw the wheat away and have nothing but chaff. That's like having the words of religion, but no good life. That's like denying the Lord. That's what Satan wants. Now the Lord knows that Satan, the evil spirits, are going to attack us in this way. So what does the Lord do? He prepares us. He says, Satan is going to attack you in this way. And I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back to me, strengthen your brothers. The Lord tells us that. So now we can see how this happens in the story for Peter. Because Peter, when he saw what he had done, he was very sad. But just 3 days later, when he saw that Jesus had risen, and he finally figured out that Jesus is God, he never denied Jesus ever again. And he was a strong leader for the early Christian church. He did strengthen his brothers. And in a similar way, even though we sometimes turn away from the Lord and deny him, the Lord can make use of those attacks of the evil spirits to make us stronger, because then we can realize, well, what have I done? And we can turn back to the Lord even more than we had before. So do we sometimes deny the Lord? Do we sometimes do that? Are there sometimes when we feel kind of embarrassed or even ashamed or afraid to admit that we believe in the Lord? That's just not cool. Or even worse, are there times when we pretend we've never heard of what Jesus taught us about how to live? We're paying no attention to his commandments in the way we're actually doing. Problem is, if we get into a habit of disregarding the Lord's commandments, we get into a habit of being willing to be cruel, of being willing to be dishonest and steal things from people, of being unclean, of telling lies when we know perfectly well what the truth is, after a while, we won't believe in the Lord. That's what Peter's denying the Lord three times represents. It means a full and complete denial of the Lord. And the Lord teaches us, where there is no life of charity, there is no faith in the Lord. But on the other hand, if we notice, if we are paying attention to the times when we have denied the Lord, and we're sad about that, like Peter was. And we turn back. We are converted to the Lord. And we ask him, we pray to him, please help me not do that again. The Lord will strengthen us. He will teach us to deny ourselves instead of denying him. He will teach us to say no to the evil spirits instead of saying no to him. He will strengthen us. He will give us a good job to do of strengthening our brothers. And when we do that, the Lord will also strengthen us too. Amen.